Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. I help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com. I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations, and I am on a mission to help you make the most of life abroad, no matter where you are. If the number of people living abroad were a country, we would make up the fifth most populous nation on the planet. I'm talking China, India, United States, Indonesia, and then expat land. That's all of us folks who are living outside of our passport or birth country. We're talking over 250 million people. Some of those people relocate permanently, others are on rotational assignments. And what we have in common is that so many of you are doing your best to find a way to adapt, to create some success in your personal or professional life, or simply make it to tomorrow. You might be finding it hard to make deep friendships. Maybe you struggle finding work, or you battle with learning a local language. You yearn for a coffee with your girlfriends from way back when. And sometimes you feel guilty for missing half of the important holidays and moments in your family's life. I get it. Living abroad is great, but it does come with challenges. Now, having lived in Spain, Switzerland, Burkina Faso, and most recently South Africa, I've spent over 18 years of my life learning how to live a successful and satisfying life abroad. Believe me, I paid for these lessons with blood, sweat, and tears. There were nights back in like 2000 in Bern, Switzerland, where I was crying my eyes out, wondering if I had made a huge mistake. And this whole process was, I don't know, so raw. And that's one of the reasons, if you have never encountered me online before, why I got my master's degree in intercultural communication and got certified in making international transitions, so helping people make other international transitions, because I knew firsthand how hard it is to adapt in even the most favorable of circumstances when you give up everything that you've known and you're trying to create a new life abroad. And even after I professionalized myself to do this for others, I've had moments of fear when I was living in West Africa and wondering if I had made the right decision. I get it. There are times when living abroad can feel like it's losing its luster. But you don't have to suffer through the same things that I have. You can fast track your own experience. I know it can feel overwhelming when you're working hard at getting it right in so many areas of your life abroad. And based on these 18 years of experience, I can tell you that there are four pillars which will help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. So we're boiling down all of the things that you're focusing on to just four things, what I call four pillars. So to reduce this overwhelm, we're going to focus on what's most important for your adaptation and satisfaction with your life abroad. You need to focus on these four pillars, and here they are. Number one, adapt as quickly and painlessly as possible. Number two, expedite your success. Three, create meaningful connections abroad and at home. And four, cherish the experience. Now, I know this might sound easier said than done, but that's what I'm here for. I don't want you to suffer through the same things I did. I want you to avoid the predictable traps and learn the important lessons faster so you can get on with living a life abroad that you cherish. So I'll go through each one of these pillars with you and sharing each one a practical tip on how you can start putting these pillars into action. So pillar number one, adapt as quickly and painlessly as possible. Now, one of the biggest mistakes I see expats make is that they think of adaptation as starting once you land, once you get in country. It's just not true. Adaptation begins before you go. Let me say that again. Adaptation begins before you go. So to adapt as quickly and painlessly as possible, you need to do the right things before you go. And I remember when we decided to move to Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, which is West Africa, back in December 2012, I spent some time fact-finding, right? I wanted to get some stuff in order before we left. And to be honest, getting up-to-date information in English about living in Ouagadougou can be tough. And if you look up the statistics online, you are certain that you will drop dead in a car accident. And if you don't, you're going to die of malaria first. And I knew I didn't want to drop dead of either of these things. And I knew I didn't want to spend the months leading up to our move in full-on panic mode. So I reached out to an expat in Ouagadougou over Internations, which is an expat website that you might be familiar with. And I bombarded him with my rookie questions. So how are the schools? Where are the best hospitals? Traffic conditions, et cetera, et cetera. And he was so kind and took the time to answer each and every question. And his answers helped my amygdala switch off this fight or flight mode and actually take a deep breath so I could look forward to our next move. And as a bonus, I found out that we need to buy a mattress before going because apparently the mattresses in Ouagadougou are not good. And with me with bad sleep, no bueno. So you might find out some other things you didn't expect when you're in this fact-fighting mode. And probably the most important thing that happened that really helped me adapt with less pain was around one of my most important priorities beyond my family's health and safety, but the launch of my business. I was leaving my position as head of intercultural management at the second biggest company in Switzerland to set off on this adventure. So obviously, after having thought through some of the logistics around health, safety, and schooling for my family, I needed to get clear on what was going on before I left around my business. So I shot this guy a quick email. He's so awesome. His name is Jeff. And this is what the email looked like. Something like, "Hey Jeff, thanks so much for all your time and answering my questions and for the mattress tip. One more quick question. I run a location independent business and I need reliable internet. How long should I expect until I'm settled in?" I hit send and I awaited his reply. I was kind of hoping he'd say 3 to 5 days. But I knew that that would be not very realistic. So I was expecting him to say something more like 3 to 5 weeks. And his email popped in my inbox. I clicked on the message and he answers 3 to 5 months. 3 to 5 months? Frustrating. Okay. Deep breath, Sunday. Deep breath. Okay, so glad that I knew that because otherwise I would have promised a big client a project in September. Bad, bad, bad idea. So I had no choice. I did just that. I mentally and physically prepared for a 3 to 5 month transition. Now imagine just how crappy things would have gone if I had landed thinking I could set up shop within a few weeks. Imagine the frustration I would have felt. Maybe even the bitterness toward my partner or even the organization. Instead, I use the time to send a few fun updates to my clients, let them know, let them in on a few of the quirky aspects of life in Wagga. I use the time to set up the house. I went to and from this place called Africa Tex, where you buy fabric for a sofa, because it's not like you can go to IKEA and buy a sofa. You have to like meet a carpenter and get someone to make the fabric. And so I was back and forth to Africa Tex and Eurotex until they literally knew me there. You know, they'd be greeting me as I came in and out, and you know, would ask the friends I would bring there, you know, how they knew me, etc. And I spent time going to French classes, hanging out with fellow expat moms, and I got used to having staff for the first time in my home. So one way to adapt as quickly and painlessly as possible is to set realistic expectations before you go. And as I said, adaptation starts before you go. So using this on-the-ground information that I collected from my buddy over Internations and from other locals and expats, you can get this to make a plan and make the most of it once you land. We made a plan for when we landed, and a small but important part of that was to have a driver for the first few months. And this sounds super luxurious for those of you who live in quite standard traffic conditions in the world, but let me tell you, if you are coming from a rural-oriented, sort of orderly place like Switzerland, and then you land in a place like Ouagadougou, the thought of driving in traffic can make your heart skip a beat. You got your motos with chickens piled on top. You've got your buses with live goats strapped on the roof. I've seen live cows tied to the top of a bus. And then you're driving by with mamas with their babies strapped on their back, 20 kilo of fruit balance on their head, and they're navigating erratic traffic on their motorcycle. Not to mention the people streaming by on bicycles and pedestrians taking the chance to cross the road right as the light turns green. Now, I wasn't necessarily worried about my safety. I thought I could seriously kill someone. Hell no, am I going to go land in Ouagadougou and then worry about running over a mama with her kids and a load of fruit. No way, Jose. I knew I would have enough to think about with spraying up my kids with mosquito spray so they don't get malaria. Thank you very much. So, one thing you can do when you get to a new location is think really carefully about one or two simple things you can do to make the transition smoother. You don't need to be a martyr. What can you do to make it smoother? To reduce your uncertainty, provide a little padding until you get your feet on the ground. It might be hiring a driver, might be asking for a few extra days off, starting straight off with a language course, or even getting a buddy to show you around. Do something once you get there to free up your time and energy and mental space so you can explore your new environment with less stress and more confidence. So to adapt as quickly and painlessly as possible, you will want to do your homework before you land and set realistic expectations. Use these to make a plan and you are on your way. So the first pillar is to adapt as quickly and painlessly as possible. And I've given you some ideas on what that might look like for you. The second pillar is expedite success. Now, expedite sounds kind of corporate-y, buzzwordy, but it's not. Expedite simply means to speed up the progress of something or to do it promptly. Who doesn't want to speed up progress when it comes to adapting and succeeding and feeling satisfied abroad? So here's what happens when you focus on expediting success. Now, I told you about it taking 3 to 5 months to get our home and our lives set up in Wagga. And after this time was over, I was seriously chomping at the bit to refocus on my business. I was able to do that, but there was only one problem. My internet was slow. I mean, stab me in the eye with a blunt knife kind of slow. Like, get me on a flipping plane so I can upload something in the Paris airport kind of slow. And that I want to take up day drinking kind of slow. And I put up with this shit for 9 months. I'm serious. This was so excruciating. So one day, I was trying to upload 370 megabyte. Upload estimate? 103 hours. Yep, seriously, 103 hours. So I was on the brink of tears. And instead of reaching out for a stiff drink, I reached out in a local Facebook group, and I'm sure I used all caps, asking for who knew who was good at installing the reliable internet in the city. And within moments, a friend named Bruno wrote back to me and he said, Ali, here's his number. And by 5 p.m., Ali was at my door. He checked out my house, the office space, and he came back with the material at 9 a.m. the next day. By 3 p.m. that next day, I was up and running. As he walked out, he said my internet had been a bricolage. So a mix mash of improvisation to get an internet signal. And that next day, we could basically live stream a soccer match. 9 excruciating months of snail-paced internet. When my business's lifeblood is being connected. And seriously, why did it take me that long to have the presence of mind to reach out and get the inside scoop? So I'm sharing this with you, not to get you worried that I'm a day drinker, because I'm not, but rather to let you know that a central way to expedite your success is to get what I call an informant. Now, just like with private investigators, you need an informant to give you the inside scoop on all of your important questions. My important question was, who is the guy who can install the fastest internet in the land? Had I asked this question 9 months prior, promptly, I would have expedited my success. And you also see how I would have taken away some of the pain of this adaptation process. So pillar one and pillar two are definitely interrelated. So to expedite your success, you want to find an informant to answer your key questions. Maybe it's the pragmatics, like how to get things installed in your new home or get around in your new community. Maybe it's culturally. What are the do's and don'ts, the things you must know? How do you show respect? How do you develop trust? And business-wise, who are the key people I need to know to be successful at my job? Okay, so expediting success is having the presence of mind to promptly ask the right questions to the right people and establish the right relationships. Now, one other important aspect of expediting success that you cannot ignore is that you need to be uncompromising about taking really good care of yourself. Because if you don't, you know how useless you are. And so one quick example is, if you are of the mindset of I want to be successful and you want to do it properly and, you know, speed up progress, and you're ignoring the fact that you're not sleeping enough, you're not exercising enough, there's no way you can fast track this. And I'll give you an example from my own life. I had a period of time where I had this sneaking suspicion something wasn't right. I would wake up with a back and neck pain. something I've never had before, and even like tingling on the side of my upper back. I let this go on and on, making only small adjustments to make it better, you know, exercising maybe once a week, twice a week, more mindfully. But I kept letting it slide until I lost 2 nights of sleep, woke up in immense pain in my back and neck, and burst out crying. I had kept pushing through until I couldn't ignore it. And what that did is it put me in physiotherapy for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sessions, driving half an hour there, half an hour back. I lost, 8, 9, 10 hours of work by ignoring your body and not taking good care of yourself. That's a recipe to lose time. You are not making your progress faster. So a way to expedite success is to be uncompromising about taking really good care of yourself. And I know that the times when I am uncompromising, I am super focused, in a great mood, get more done than any other time when I'm being lazy about taking good care. So to expedite success, get an informant to answer your key questions and establish the right relationships promptly. Also, be uncompromising about taking really good care of yourself so that you can be fit to create the kind of success that's important to you, whether it's in your business or in your family or simply enjoying this adventure abroad. So far, we've talked about pillar 1, adapt as quickly and painlessly as possible. Pillar 2, expediting success. You see how they're interconnected. And now it's time for pillar 3, create meaningful connections abroad and at home. Now, if you've lived any kind of time abroad, you know that one of the biggest struggles of expats is fitting into a new community, finding friends that you really connect with, and keeping your most important relationships back home. So, you gotta create meaningful connections abroad and at home. And one way to do that is, when we're focusing on creating meaningful connections abroad in your new home, is to have people over before you are ready. Do not wait until your boxes are unpacked. Have people over before you are ready, because those connections are important. And we just recently did this in South Africa. We had celebrated a day, the 6th of December is Samichlaustag in Switzerland. It's like St. Nick's Day. And we invited a load of people over for Glühwein, which is kind of a hot, spicy wine. I know it sounds disgusting, but it's amazing. So this Glühwein with, of course, Tex-Mex. I know it makes no sense and it sounds disgusting when you put the two together, but it is delicious. Trust me. So we invited, we had about, 50 kilo of chili and a vat of Glühwein and bread, these Grittibands, I'm sure I slaughtered that in Swiss German, but these little bread men that we made with the parents and the kids and had a blast together. No, we're not ready. No, my office hasn't been renovated. No, we haven't unpacked all the boxes, but when you have people over before you're ready, you say, hey, I'm here. I'm open. And I am curious about you. And if you want to be curious about me, let's hang out, right? So you set the tone to create meaningful connections. And one way to do that is to have people over before you're ready. In our case, we shared a eclectic, albeit, family tradition with our new friends, and we had a lovely time. So to create meaningful connections in your new life abroad, have people over before you're ready. Nobody is going to judge you for having a messy house. Everybody gets it. The right people who will connect with you are going to be so happy that you're connecting before all the boxes are perfectly and neatly put away. So while you're doing this, and you've adapted and you're feeling more settled, you know how important it is to nurture the relationships you have back home. And this can feel overwhelming because everybody has limited time and energy. But there are so many ways you can do this that doesn't take much time or money. So to nurture the relationships back home, to create and maintain those connections to your loved ones back home, send them an audio message over Facebook. Make a Skype date where you actually have lunch together or drink a glass of wine together. Send them a tiny postcard from your new location. Set aside time, just 5 minutes, where you can connect with those that you love the most. Those tiny moments add up to a lot in maintaining the connections with those back home. Of course, it is hard to replace moments where you meet face to face. So set aside a girls' weekend once every couple years with your best friends from back home. Have wine with a girlfriend when you're visiting. Have her meet you at the airport. Do the little things that make a big difference when you are connecting and maintaining your relationships back home. Because to adapt to your life abroad and to feel satisfied and successful, you need meaningful connections, both abroad and at home. And this leads me to our final pillar, cherish the experience. With every place that you live in, there are pros and cons. And I'm going to share with you one of the things about living in Ouagadougou. We had really sensitive electricity, I'll say. Our electricity wasn't grounded. So if you touch the dishwasher or the washing machine, even my laptop, you'll get literally electrocuted. I even developed a scar on my wrist when I would touch my laptop. And this meant that having raclette with my family was slightly dangerous. Now, if you don't know raclette, it's an oven or like, that you put cheese underneath and you fry vegetables on top. So this raclette oven is plugged in. And we noticed when we were having raclette, it would electrocute you. And because we don't think raclette is so good that you have to risk our lives for, we found a solution. We said, okay, let's put on flip-flops to ground ourselves and we have raclette. So as a way to make the most of this experience, as a way to cherish our memories together in Ouagadougou, we said, come on, kids, time for raclette. Put your flip-flops on. And we used a healthy dose of humor to laugh at the lows, laugh at the disadvantages. And that is one small thing you can do to cherish the experience. What about this is ridiculous? What about this is funny? What about this are we going to laugh about in 15 years? That is one way you can cherish the experience. At the same time, look at what is good about this place. There are so many times when I was living in Ouagadougou where I thought, yes, this is hard. Yes, some of the things are not ideal, but this is probably the only time in my whole life where I'll ever live in West Africa. Enjoy it for what it has. So if you're an expat and you want to cherish the experience, see the humor in the cons and apply it to the times that are quirky or hard, and cherish what is good. See what is good about the place. And you can even go as far as making an expat bucket list where you note all the good things about the place and make sure that you cherish those experiences before you go. Now, of course, if you do all three of the pillars I just mentioned, it will feed into you cherishing the experience. You adapt as quickly and painlessly as possible. Expedite your success. Create meaningful connections abroad and at home, and cherish the experience. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, okay, Sunday, I get it. I get these pillars are super important, but how in the hell can I implement these into my daily life? Right? Don't worry. That is what I'm here for. The specific strategies I've shared here is just the tip of the iceberg. Each and every episode of Expat Happy Hour will be dedicated to helping you adapt and feel truly satisfied with your life abroad. These four pillars are the foundation. Follow the four pillars to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get through any life transition. You've been listening to the Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Thank you for being with me today. Remember, the secret to living a life abroad that you love is in the four pillars of adapting as quickly and painlessly as possible, expediting your success, creating meaningful relationships, and cherishing the experience. I am here to show you how, together, we can do this.